This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Ronald Nelson, RONALDNELSON. Date of birth 12/10/1951. Date of appointment 1/22/2026. Requesting physician David O. Young, DAVID OUYA. NG. Dear Dr. O. Yang, I have the pleasure of seeing Ronald Nelson today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who has a history of stroke with spasticity. He has a both hand contracted, right hand is more than the left. He cannot walk. Past medical history, cerebral infarction, depression, hyperlipidemia, GERD, anxiety. Hypertension. Atherosclerotic heart disease. Aphasia. Lactose intolerance. Carotid stenosis, TIA, osteoarthritis, past surgical history, does not know, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, acetaminophen, amlodipine, atorvastatin 40 milligram, baclofen 10 milligram 3 times daily, clopidogrel 75 milligram, acetazolopram 10 milligram, famotidine, gentle tears, ophthalmic solution, hydralazine, oxycodone. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives in the nursing home. Family history, not available. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having a difficulty in speaking. He has a spasticity, he has a contracture of the both hand. Physical examination, blood pressure 140/70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. But dysphagia present, patient can understand, but he cannot speak clearly. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is a minimal left facial droop present. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Motor system examination, spasticity present. Left hand, he only move fourth and fifth finger. First and second finger. Third, fourth, and fifth finger he cannot move. Right hand he cannot open. All the fingers are flexed. Lower extremity 4 over 5. Deep tender reflexes 2 over 4. Plantar responses flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one is stroke. Number two is spasticity. Number three, depression. Number four, dysphagia. Number five, anxiety. Number six, carotid stenosis. Next paragraph. Patient need splint in both hands. If that will not work, then he needs Botox injections. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months.